Chapter 15, The Righteous Conduct on Regular Base. Allah the Exalted says, Has not the time come for the hearts of those who believe in the oneness of Allah, Islamic monotheism, to be affected by Allah's reminder, this Quran, and that which has been revealed of the truth, lest they become as those who receive the scripture, the Torah, and the Injil, Gospel, before, for instance, Jews and Christians, and the term was prolonged for them, and so their hearts were hardened. 57:16. And we sent Isa, Jesus, peace be upon him, son of Maryam, Mary, and gave him the Injil, Gospel. And we ordained in the hearts of those who followed him compassion and mercy. But the monasticism which they invented for themselves, we did not prescribe for them, but they sought it only to please Allah therewith, but that they did not observe it with the right observance. 57:27. And be not like her who undoes the thread which she has spun after it has become strong. 16:92. And worship your Rabb until there comes unto you the certainty, for instance, death. 15:99. And there are ahadith, one of them is narrated by Aisha, Raziyallah Anha, Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, like the act of worship most, in the performance of which a person was regular and constant. Muslim. 153. Umar bin al-Khattab, Raziyallah Anhu, reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, Should anyone fall asleep at night and fail to recite his portion of the Quran or a part of it, if he recites it between the Fajr prayer and the Zuhr prayer, it will be recorded for him as though he had recited it during the night. Muslim. Commentary. The word hizb originally means to take one's turn for getting water from a well. Subsequently, people started using it for daily round of recitation, which one adopts on his own voluntarily. For instance, fixing a number of nawafil, voluntary prayers, recital of a certain portion of the noble Quran, or performance of some other noble deed as one's daily routine. This hadith stresses that one must adhere to such routine. It also tells that if for some reason one is unable to do it at the time fixed by him, he can do it later at the time closest to the one he has fixed for it. If one does so, he will be eligible to its full reward. 154. Abdullah bin Amr bin al-As, Raziyallahu anhuma, reported, Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said to me, O Abdullah, do not be like so-and-so. He used to get up at night for an optional prayer, but abandoned it later. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. The excellence of manners demands that if someone has something reprehensible in his character, the person concerned should not be mentioned, but the shortcoming must be indicated so that people refrain from it. The second point that we learn from this hadith is that if one starts a good deed, he should try his best to do it perpetually because its perpetuation is liked by Allah. 155. Aisha Raziyallah Anha reported, When the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, missed the optional night salat, the hajjud, due to pain or any other reason, he would perform 12 rakat during the daytime. Muslim. Commentary. The qada or nawafil, offering prayer to make up for having failed to offer it at their due time, is not binding, but it is mustahab, desirable. The Prophet, peace be upon him, did it.